Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself, and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid, will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid. And now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Nick Martin, also known by some as Ego Man. Due to my intense focus on ego and how it's impacting our lives, both humanly and spiritually. And I want to thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid on Om Times Radio. The title of today's show is Roles People Live, the High Maintenance Partner. During the show, I'll be looking at people whose higher ego vulnerability energy is leading them towards living in the role of a high maintenance partner as they go about living their daily lives. A person who requires frequent acknowledgement, acceptance, and approval from their partner that often puts an extra strain on the relationship. A person with lots of feelings of insecurity and self-doubt that drives them towards these needs. A person who is very sensitive to rejection and can readily find them in their partner's thoughts, words, and actions. Even those which are quite normal and innocent, with their partner often being asked to explain or justify themselves. Their partner often having to engage in some form of damage control to help the high-maintenance partner know they are still loved and not going to be abandoned. We can find high-maintenance partners mainly in our husband, wife, partner, boyfriend, or girlfriend. But this person can also be present in other significant relationships involving business or work. There are plenty of people who live in this role because there is no shortage of the supply of the higher ego vulnerability energy that serves to drive people who are living in this role. Today, I'm going to take you into the high maintenance partner's mind by sharing with you what ego is leading them towards thinking or not thinking, feeling or not feeling, and doing or not doing, and exactly what's happening when a person is living in this role, all in the name of their survival, which is ego's ultimate and only purpose in our life, to be our survival energy, both daily and mortal. During the show, I'll be focusing on two main areas, ego's voice and spirit's voice. When I talk about ego's voice, I'm talking about the mixture of one's ego energy and one's mind. In the case of today's program, the mixture of the high maintenance partner's higher ego vulnerability energy and their mind. The place where their thoughts, beliefs, attitudes, and values are formed. A place that can be called the ego mind, or ego space as I refer to it in my work, and lays the foundation for their personality and intense neediness. It's their higher ego vulnerability energy that's impacting the thoughts, feelings, and behaviors that the high maintenance partner forms and uses in their daily life, which becomes their ego voice. Ego doesn't form the thoughts the high maintenance partner is using because it can't think and has no awareness of itself or the energy that it is or the person whose mind it is infiltrating. The person living in the role of the high maintenance partner forms the thoughts while building on the ego energy at work in their mind. Ego just provides the fuel, the energy. When ego is impacting what's going on in the high-maintenance partner's mind, they are listening to and speaking with ego's voice, not their own. But they often don't know it. Ego is in the foreground of their life, and they are in the background. Now, ego should be in the background of our life, and only present when needed if our survival is truly being threatened. So that's why tuning into our ego energy is one of the three contributors to ego medicine. We and the high-maintenance partner need to know whose voice we are truly listening to and speaking with in our thoughts, words, and deeds as we go about living our daily lives. Is it ego's voice or is it our voice? We want to believe it's ours, but don't kid yourself, which is something that's easily done by many. We all need to get the real, truthful, honest, and potentially painful answer to that question. Is it ego's voice or mine? A question that most people fail to get the answer to because they don't know how to go about getting it. And that's what my work is about. Helping you to get that answer and doing something about it if necessary. In a way, finding out if you're living in a role you didn't realize you're living in, just as the high-maintenance partner is, which is happening for many, whether they're a narcissist or a high-maintenance partner or a cultist or any of the roles I talk about in my programs on roles people live and in my book, The Two Voices Within. Another way of putting it, the narcissist often doesn't know they're being a narcissist. The high-maintenance partner often doesn't know they're being a high-maintenance partner. And the cultist often doesn't know they're being a cultist because they're unaware of the ego energy operating in their mind and their life and living on a 24/7 basis. But they need to find that out so they can be speaking with their voice in their life and not ego's. Or they'll just spend their life surviving and never truly and fully living. After I get done talking about ego's voice and what the high-maintenance partner needs to hear from it during the second segment of our program, I'm going to be sharing in the third segment what the high-maintenance partner is unable to hear from spirit, due to being kept at a distance from spirit's voice by the ego energy at work, and the distancing effect it has on hearing the voice of spirit. Even though the high-maintenance partner has a spiritual core or essence that we all have, due to being the love, life, and energy God is within them, they are not spiritually well, because they can't be spiritually well in their life, due to what their ego energy is doing in it and to it. Their unhealthy, higher ego vulnerability energy is not allowing them to hear about and be the love, life, and energy God is within their thoughts, words, and deeds, particularly towards their partner. Sadly, spirit's voice is something they may never hear and come to know, unless they heal their ego energy using ego medicine. Sadly, the ego energy of the high-maintenance partner is getting in the way of connecting to their divinity, of being their divinity in their daily life. And sadly, this is something that happens to many people in their life, whatever role they're living in. Many people die living in the role they had been living for 30, 40, or 50 years of their life. They never get better. Many high-maintenance partners never get better. They keep being needy. They die never having really and fully lived. They spend all their time surviving within their high-maintenance partner's needy thoughts, beliefs, and values and attitudes, With those sobering thoughts, I'll get started looking deeply into the high-maintenance partner by first giving you a brief description of the role of the high-maintenance partner. A person you may or may not be acquainted with in your personal life, but is out there in society, if not in your home, so that we can be kind of on the same page as to the role and the kind of person I'm talking about. The high-maintenance partner requires frequent acknowledgement, acceptance, and approval from their partner. They often need to hear their partner acknowledge them, accept them, or show approval for them. So they often want their partner to compliment them on their appearance, how good they look, or how attractive they look, or some aspect of reinforcement of the way they are appearing to the partner. They can often want their partner to compliment them on their performances, letting them know how well they did, whatever it happens to be, reinforcing the notion of somebody who is able to be effective. There is a subtle and often inherent pressure on the partner if the anticipated compliment is not forthcoming. So the partner of the high maintenance partner often feels this sort of pressure, this need. It's unsaid, it's unspoken necessarily, but it's there that they have to say something good or positive or supportive, or that's going to be a problem. The partner is often in the awkward position of not saying what they really think to the high maintenance partner. So what the high maintenance partner's partner, sorry, that sounds a bit confusing, but they're in that position of not being able to be completely honest with the high maintenance person, I'll call them. There's like this subtle strain that's going on inside the relationship because they aren't being permitted to be honest or real or genuine at times with the high maintenance partner. And over time, that becomes a bit weighty because there's this feeling of disingenuousness that builds within the relationship over time. There are lots of feelings of insecurity and self-doubt that drive the high maintenance partner toward these needs. So lots of feelings of insecurity and self-doubt exist within the high maintenance partner. The high maintenance partner has difficulty being their main emotional support, meaning they're the person that should be able to like themselves and love themselves and offer emotional support to themselves. And that's something the high maintenance partner has difficulty doing. They're looking to their husband, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, partner to do what they're not seemingly able to do for themselves, provide acceptance and the sense of being liked and being loved to themselves. They have to reach out to have others do it. The high maintenance partner is also good at finding weaknesses and shortcomings in themselves. And this is being driven by the high ego vulnerability energy, which emphasizes issues or involves issues of self-acceptance, dealing with one's weaknesses, and dealing with one's imperfections. And unfortunately, the high maintenance partner is much inclined to try to find those kinds of issues because they haven't come to terms with their humanity. And sometimes the high maintenance partner will throw out things like as tests to see if their partner is still supportive. So if they complain about themselves as not looking good or having been stupid or some other criticism, it's really intended as a test to get their partner to reinforce them and say, no, that's all right, you're good, no problem, all that kind of stuff. And also, These can sometimes be referred to, I refer to them as sort of like abandonment tests, because the high maintenance partner is often asking their partner to show them that they aren't going to leave them because they have this supposed weakness or difficulty or issue. That they're actually testing by saying it out loud and asking their partner to, in effect, offer reinforcement and support to them. The high maintenance partner is very sensitive to signs of rejection and can readily find them in their partner's thoughts, words, and deeds, even those that are quite normal and innocent. They can make things seem really abnormal and really bad. They're not intended at all to be like that, but that's the nature of the higher ego vulnerability at work in the high maintenance partner. And sometimes the experience of their partner is like walking on eggshells because they're afraid to say the wrong thing. If they say the wrong thing, it's going to be an issue. So they have to be very careful about that, not to upset the high maintenance partner. The high-maintenance partner's radar for rejection is often quite high. They can find it oftentimes where it was never intended. They can find it in compliments that their partner may make involving others. So talking favorably about somebody else is often interpreted as an indirect comment on something lacking in the high-maintenance partner. That's some of the ego stupidity, the abnormal normal that becomes part of what's going on in the relationship. And oftentimes they may be going instantly into what I call comparison mode, you know, looking for some form of comparison that is flattering of others and less flattering of the high maintenance person or partner. And finally, often their partner may have to engage in some form of damage control to help them know that they're still loved and they haven't been abandoned. Their partner may have to work overtime or use extreme measures to prove to the high-maintenance partner that things are okay. And this can include having to negatively compare others to the high-maintenance partner, to talk down on others in a way so as the high-maintenance partner can feel better about themselves. The partner may also have to make lots of apologies or to show lots of signs of affection to offset their, quote, mistake, quotation marks, they made from being too honest or perhaps complimenting someone else. I hope this provides you with some greater familiarity with people who are living in the role of the high-maintenance partner and that you can use as a frame of reference as we go further into today's show. We're coming up on our first break. When we return, I'll be looking at what the person living in the role of the high-maintenance partner needs to hear and recognize from the voice of ego that is shaping the way they think, feel, and behave. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to look at the voice of ego operating in the mind of the high-maintenance partner. These are the kinds of thoughts rooted in higher ego vulnerability energy the high-maintenance partner is using to survive in their life and serve as the foundation for the thinking, feeling, and behaving they make use of as they go about living their daily life. These are the kinds of thoughts they must come to hear, recognize, and change if they are ever to become a better person, a whole person, and someone who can be their humanity and divinity. Ego's voice says you have been led to your partner who will ensure your safety and survival. Being with your partner makes you less vulnerable so that you do not have to walk alone in fear. You must remain closely attached to your partner to experience connection to him or her. Fear must shape the thoughts, words, and deeds used within the relationship. Here, the high-maintenance partner is teaching themselves with the help of their higher ego vulnerability energy that they must desperately need and cling to their partner, and that their partner can protect them from the weaknesses and imperfections they have, and to serve as the means to keeping distance from them. So the high-maintenance partner is using their spouse, their husband, wife, or boyfriend, or girlfriend as a tool, so to speak, to keep them at a distance from the issues of their imperfection, their weaknesses, their difficulties with accepting themselves as they are, and that the high-maintenance partner is to use their partner for that purpose. That the foundation of the relationship must be rooted in fear more so than love. That fear is the means by which the relationship can work, and if it can be said to work, for the high-maintenance partner in keeping them at that distance from issues of acceptance, self-acceptance, approving of and recognizing themselves in healthy ways. That the attachment to their partner becomes so tight that there is no distance or space that exists between them. In a way, they have to hold on and make sure their partner is available to them to make sure that they can feel more secure and safe than they would feel if their partner was not as close. And that this is a tightness that fear can make happen to fashion how they see their partner and what's going on in the relationship. That this tightness can involve the sense of fearing rejection by their partner or fearing abandonment by their partner in order to keep the relationship going. Ego's voice says you are lifeless without the relationship. So you must do anything necessary to keep it. Losing this attachment would make you unsafe and threaten your survival. Your world would be empty without your partner. Attachment is your oxygen, and you must have it. Here, the high-maintenance partner is teaching themselves with the assistance of their higher ego vulnerability energy, to build their life around the relationship and the maintenance of it. In some ways, their partner is to become like a drug that the high maintenance partner has to take in order for things to feel okay, to feel right, and that the loss of the relationship would endanger them, push them in the direction of loneliness and isolation and a lacking sense of self-worth, an endangerment that would bring them into greater contact with their weaknesses and their imperfections and their vulnerability. That would be the situation the high maintenance partner perceives in losing their partner. And that the definition of an empty life would be facing their weaknesses, their imperfection, and their vulnerability. That's what comes into the mind and the thoughts, although not recognized by the high maintenance partner, that their life would be empty if faced with dealing with their weaknesses, imperfections, and vulnerability. When actually the opposite is true, when we are able to work with our humanity that comes in the form of weakness, imperfection, and vulnerability, that becomes the making of a full life, a healthy life, a good life. We don't have to reject our humanity. We need to work and heal with it. And that the avoidance of this desperate life for the high maintenance partner requires the maintenance of the attachment to their partner. So hold on to it, is the message the high maintenance partner tells to themselves at all costs often. Ego's voice says, seek the attention, affection, and approval of your partner at all times. Ask your partner to raise you up in these ways. Your partner's acceptance allows you to accept yourself. Know your worth from your attachment to your partner, for without your partner, you are nothing. Only through your partner can you know your worth. Here, the high maintenance partner is teaching themselves, with the help of their higher ego vulnerability energy, that they are nothing without the attention, affection, and approval of their partner. Again, these are thoughts that are building inside of the high maintenance partner's ego mind or ego space that are affecting how they are, particularly within the relationship. That the high maintenance partner is to reach out or demand this of their partner, that they are not only wanting but telling their high maintenance partner to display their attention, their affection, and approval. And that the means to the high maintenance partner accepting themselves is through their partner, not themselves. That's a pretty important unhealthy message that the high maintenance partner is sending to themselves in their thoughts, that acceptance comes through their partner, not themselves. And that the way to experience a sense of their worth, their importance, and their value is through their partner. Again, another powerful, unhealthy message driven by the higher ego vulnerability energy into the kinds of thoughts being developed and used by the high maintenance person, particularly in the relationship with their husband, wife, boyfriend, or girlfriend, or partner. And that this is what makes it particularly painful for the high maintenance partner when their partner appears to be withholding their attention, acceptance, and approval. It's the loss of self-worth and all of the other things that they are requiring of their partner. Ego's voice says, when necessary, elevate yourself above your partner and have him or her adore you. Remind yourself and your partner of the great fortune of your presence within his or her life. Demean your partner when he or she has not appropriately honored you and acknowledged your worth. Here, the high-maintenance partner is teaching themselves with the aid of their higher ego vulnerability energy to demand attention, demand approval, and demand acceptance by telling them, their partner, how important you are to them. To tell your partner about all of the good things about you that they must see, which are worthy of attention, acceptance, and approval. So if the partner is missing it or they think they're missing it, the high-maintenance partner directly points out these good things so that they can receive the acceptance and approval that they are desperate to receive. And that they are also to punish them for failing to recognize the good things about the high-maintenance partners that they are missing and should not be missing. So the punishment can come in the form of the anger-ridden thoughts or guilt-ridden thoughts that they pushed upon their partner for failing to display the necessary approval acceptance of the high-maintenance person. Ego's voice says, be wary and always look for signs that your partner may be leaving or abandoning you. Find them within your partner's words, thoughts, and deeds. Question your partner when necessary to prevent him or her from wandering from you. And ask your partner often to prove his or her love for you. Here, the high-maintenance partner is teaching themselves, with the help of their higher ego vulnerability energy, that it is likely that their partner will be attempting to leave them, to almost expect that it's going to happen. And I think that this is partly due to the fact that within and down deep inside the high-maintenance partner is this sense of, would I want to be in a relationship with me, given the person I am? And the answer would be no. So it's almost a no that's a projection upon their partner doing so because of what's taking place that at some deeper level they can recognize. That the high-maintenance partner is to look closely at their partner's words, thoughts, and behaviors for the anticipated rejection and abandonment. That the high-maintenance partner needs to stop or prevent this from happening by letting their partner know that they are on the lookout for this. So in a way, there's a lot of monitoring of their spouse or boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or wife taking place, and they're letting them kind of know that this is they're being watched, so to speak. And that the high-maintenance partner should test their partner by asking for proof that this is not happening. Show me that you love me. Show me that you care about me, kinds of things, tests that often take place within the relationship involving the high-maintenance partner. Ego's voice says, use fear or guilt when needed to keep your partner close. Let your partner know how much you need him or her. Tell your partner what he or she owes you. And express your inability to live without him or her. That your partner's loss to you would threaten your survival, and you must do all you can to prevent it. Here the high-maintenance partner is teaching themselves with the help of their higher ego vulnerability energy to use emotional manipulation when necessary to maintain the attachment, to maintain the connection, and that they are to prey upon their partner's sense of guilt to avoid their rejection or abandonment. And by the way, This can be particularly effective if their partner is also wrestling with ego energy related issues that can be exploited. For example, if they are with another person with higher ego vulnerability or lower ego power, that they are to remind their partner what they have given them and for which they have and they should be grateful, to make sure that their partner sees the good things that they have given to them and that they should be thankful, and to make them an emotional hostage to your wellness. Things like, I can't live without you. I won't be okay without you. These are the kind of messages that are, in some ways, emotional blackmail used by the high maintenance partner to maybe a partner whose ego issues are affecting them and could be held hostage to these messages. And to tell yourself that your emotional life, if not your physical life, cannot continue without your partner. So the message the high ego vulnerability person who is living in the role of the high maintenance partner tells themselves that I can't live without this person. We have reached the end of our focus on ego's voice. I hope this has given you greater insight as to the impact of higher ego vulnerability energy within the mind of the high maintenance partner. We're coming up on our second break. When we return, we'll be looking at what the person living in the role of the high maintenance partner is unable to hear from the voice of spirit due to the unhealthy, imbalanced ego energy that is at work. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Sati Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now I'll be looking at what the voice of spirit is saying to the high maintenance partner that they're unable to hear due to the blockage being caused by their higher ego vulnerability energy and the distance from their divinity that results from the thoughts and messages contained within ego's voice that I shared with you earlier, along with coming to recognize ego's voice using ego medicine. The high maintenance partner will need to hear the voice of spirit in order to fully heal and bring about the synergy, the merging, and the unification of their humanity and divinity. So now we'll take a look at spirit's voice. Spirit's voice says the foundation of your self-acceptance cannot be built upon acceptance by others. Acceptance must come from within. The foundation for this acceptance already exists, and you must only find it. You are already the love, life, and energy God is. Here, Spirit is saying that the high-maintenance partner already has within them what is the basis for accepting themselves. The love, life, and energy God is already within the high-maintenance partner. And that you can't create what already exists. You can create the awareness, but you can't create the existence of the foundation for your acceptance, which again is the love, life, and energy God is within the high-maintenance partner as well as all others. And that you can't reach out to your partner to create it for you, something that the high-maintenance partner is often trying to do through their frequent requests or demands for approval and acceptance and acknowledgement. That your partner may only be able to point you in the direction of finding it within yourself. That our partner can be useful and helpful and important to us by having us look in and recognize within ourselves that which already exists. And that they are not the reason, meaning the high-maintenance partner's spouse, their husband, wife, their girlfriend, boyfriend, that they're not the reason for you liking and loving yourself. You are, within being the love, life, and energy God is, something that our ego energy, our higher ego vulnerability energy, if that is present, is it getting in the way of doing. Spirit's voice says, divine truth, reflected within your thoughts, words, and deeds, is the path to acceptance in which there are no longer questions born of fear. That fear cannot lead to acceptance from your partner. That it will only bring suffering to you and your loved one. Here, Spirit is saying that being the love, life, and energy God is the means to accepting yourself. That this will replace the fear that has guided your efforts to gain acceptance of yourself through your partner. Love from within yourself as well as from your partner, rather than fear being the basis for attempting to like and love yourself and accept yourself. That you cannot truly come to accept, love, and like yourself through fear-based efforts that you have made with your partner. That it's not going to happen. It never will happen because fear is not a foundation for genuinely liking and loving and accepting yourself. And that these kinds of efforts that are rooted in fear will bring suffering into the relationship that will come in the form of stress and strain and mistrust. Again, the suffering that people with high maintenance, living in the high maintenance partner role, often comes in the form of stress. The suffering comes in the form of stress and strain and mistrust that is present within the relationship, as well as the inability for the partner to be genuine with the high maintenance partner. That's a form of suffering too. Spirit's voice says, do not ask of your partner what is not of their doing. It is not their task to remove your fear and weakness. Embrace your own weakness with divine truth, and you need not fear it. Here, Spirit is saying the high maintenance partner must stop being unfair to their partner their husband, wife, boyfriend, or girlfriend by making inappropriate demands upon them. Demands that they take away the high-maintenance partner's issues with self-acceptance and embracing the weakness of their humanity, that it isn't the job of their partner to take away the issues they are having in accepting themselves, and the issues they are having in embracing the weakness of their humanity, that this is the work to be done by the high-maintenance partner, that the high-maintenance partner can't have their partner do what they must do for themselves, which will not work. So asking for approval of our an acceptance and acknowledgement from our partner to substitute for that which we must be able to give to ourselves just won't work. That the answer lies within being the love, life, and energy God is towards yourself in order to come to terms with your humanity and all of its weaknesses and imperfections, which ego medicine is intended to do while opening the door to your divinity. Ego medicine is utilized to help you deal with the issues that egoic energy that's imbalanced causes in one's ability to accept oneself, accept one's humanity that is present in issues that the higher maintenance partner is having. Spirit's voice says, do not ask your partner to remain obligated to you in fear or guilt. Fear creates separation rather than connection, which brings lifelessness and suffering to your relationship. Do not seek to raise or know your worth from your partner's gestures of validation, as your worth already exists and can never be diminished. This awareness can only be removed with fear. Fear present within faulty thoughts, words, and deeds are reflections of your suffering. Here, Spirit is saying that it isn't helpful to the high-maintenance partner to form a relationship that keeps their partner in the relationship out of fear or guilt. And this is something that is often done by people who are living in that role. They hold their partner as if they were an emotional hostage to them, in order to continue the relationship using fear or guilt. Fear or guilt-based relationships are false relationships because love is missing. False relationships filled with deceit, mistrust, manipulation on the part of the higher high maintenance partner that makes them empty and painful for both themselves as well as their partner. That the high maintenance partner can't use their partner to validate themselves. That they are validated within being the love, life, and energy God is, which fear only serves to remove the awareness of this. The higher ego vulnerability energy at work is removing the awareness of this. Fear that's being manifested within the relationship with their partner a great deal of the time. Spirit's voice says, seek a connection with yourself upon which to build one with your partner. no acceptance from within. So you will truly know it from without. Use the gift of creating life to build a connection to yourself and partner with love, not fear. Let the love within each of you be joined in your thoughts, words, and deeds. Let your love be free and without weight, so it may grow and enfold you with your partner. Here, Spirit is saying, lay the foundation for a healthy relationship with your partner by forming one with yourself. A really important message that building that great relationship with our husband, wife, partner, boyfriend, girlfriend is built upon having a healthy relationship with yourself, something that is often difficult for the high maintenance partner due to the ego energy, the higher ego vulnerability energy that is getting in the way of that and for which the high maintenance partner is trying to substitute with their partner unknowingly. To know the healthy acceptance for yourself so that you can recognize and receive it from your partner. That when we are able to healthily accept ourselves, that's when we can truly see it from our partner and to receive it and embrace it in a healthy kind of way. Not meant to be a substitute for our own issues of self-acceptance and being unable to fully accept our humanity. To use the opportunity to create the life you want to live that is filled with love and not fear within the relationship. To create a relationship with love-based thoughts, words, and actions. Not fear-based love, fear-based thoughts, words, and actions, but ones based in love, and to create that relationship. And to let your love be without the heaviness and weight that is present in love that has been contaminated with fear, that's readily seen in the pain and suffering of the high-maintenance partner. We have reached the end of our focus on Spirit's voice for this show. I hope what I've shared will allow those needing to do so to hear the voices of ego and spirit that must be heard so that they can truly speak with more of their voice in their life and not ego's, and get on with the business of truly and authentically living and not just surviving or existing. I want to mention that you can purchase each of my books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, The Two Voices Within, and It's Your Ego Stupid, at the online bookstores for Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Balboa Press. You can also purchase Focused Ego Meditations on the shop page of my website, egoandspirit.info. Which can help you to know when you are truly speaking with your voice in your life and not ego's, as you go about healing your ego energy where needed, in its power, flexibility, or vulnerability. Please feel free to email me with comments for this or any of my shows at spiritualawakening777. At Comcast.net. But please do not leave any attachments, as I will be unable to open them for security reasons. I end today's show with this message. The great news is that working to heal your ego energy using ego medicine by growing your awareness of its symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact will allow the divine truth in your being to flow and shine through you and allow you to fully embrace each of the divine gifts. The spiritual part of healing is a given. It's part of your endowment. Divine truth and the divine gifts are part of your heritage that already exists within you. You need do nothing more to be spiritual because you already are. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. You only need to enhance your humanity with ego medicine so that all which is available to you is given. Fix your ego to fix your life, humanly and spiritually. Thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. Please have a great week and do come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.